Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. Shir is sponsored for the schus of the release of all the hostages and for the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Pei Aleph in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Achadasar, the 11th Perek, in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting in the beginning of Amud Aleph for the two dots. The Mishnah mentioned that if you have Chulia Sabor, the earth around a pit, or a Sela, a rock, which has the height of 10 and the width of 4, so you take from it Rishus Rabim, one is Chayav. If it's less than that, you're Potter. So what does it mean less than that? If it has the height of 10, but it's not 4, it doesn't have the width of 4, so then you're Potter. Says the Gemara, Mar B'Yechanon, Leis Kan Potter, Ela Mutter. It's not Potter, it's Mutter, because it's Mokom Ptor. When you have a structure which is 10 amas high and doesn't have the width of 4, it's a mokum tour, and you can take it to Shusarabim, even lechatchila, it's allowed to do it. The Gemara is going to bring now a few other examples when it says potur, but it really means mutter, that's allowed to, you're allowed to do it. Tamatanin, we learned over here, hamafis mursu b'Shabbos. One who opens a boil on Shabbos, im la'sois lapeh, is intending to make a mouth, meaning to make an opening, chayov, because he's creating something over here, it's considered to be boine. Im loitzi menu alecho, all he wants to do is take out the fluid, take out the pus, then putter. Why? It's melocha shein tzucha legufa. I don't actually have to make the opening. All I care about is taking out the fluid. And therefore we say he's putter. Omar b'yichanon, leizkan putter, ela mutter. It's not only putter, it's mutter. Even though usually in melocha shein tzucha legufa we say not to do it lechatchila. But here, because of it's mokum tzar, it's a place because a person has pain, it's disturbing him, so he's allowed to do it even lechatchila. Tamataninan, another example. It says that tzad nachash b'Shabbos, someone who captures a snake on Shabbos, im yitasek shelo yishechenu, if all he wants is the snake to be out of the earth so the snake won't bit him, the din is potter. Because then it's the tzedo, the capturing, is melocha shein tzicha legufo. Im lerefuah, but if he's capturing the snake because he wants to take the venom for medicine purposes, so then he's chayav, because then it's completely tzedo. Now the next sentence of Rabbi Yochanan we'll see in a moment according to the Gius of Rabbi Chaim, we're just finishing the Mishnah. Because it says over there, Tamatanina, we learned over there, Ve'alefosim ironiers, it's a type of kli that they do in the villages, that they make a kli, some vessel, which is completely sealed, and then they break it into two, and becomes two different vessels. So while it's still sealed, it doesn't get two more lames, because oil lames you have two more only. If you have air in it, and here it's completely sealed. But tmeras u'masa azov, if a zav carries it, makes it tumas masa, because there you don't have to have air in it in order for it to get tummy. Now this part of the Mishnah has nothing to do with our sugi, which is brought it's the hemshach, it's the continuation of the Mishnah. So on this says Rabbi Yochanan, going back to the snake, Rabbi Yochanan leiskat patur elamutur. Not only that it's potter when someone captures a snake for that purpose, but it's mutter to do it. Why? Because the snake bothers him. Chaim brings over here, in the name of Tosfos, that we're not talking about it's a sakana. We're not talking about that the snake here is danger, it's a life-dangering situation. Because if not, of course you'll have to do it on Shabbos. It's not even a havam, you know. But we're talking about that it's something which is bothering a person, it's causing him tzar, but not a sakana. But still is mutter if it's melocha shein tzucha legufo in this case. Says the Gemara, of Zehiru, V'yois, it makes sense that it's mutter. Im letzorich, if he's doing it for a purpose, he needs it. Hadodetanim, lefur chayef. We said, if he captures it for medicine purposes, so he's chayef, that's what he needs it. Ha'avileska potter lemutter. So Elam, I talk about a snake who's bothering you. So it makes sense, the Rabbanon here did not say that you're not allowed to do melocha shein tzucha legufo. Halocha gibel zok de mishnah. Hazorik arba ames bekoisel limbalo ma'asor tfochim kezorik ba'avir. Someone is throwing an item, we'll see in the Gemara, we'll talk about a date, which is gooey, which is sticky, and he's throwing onto the wall, and it's above 10 tefachim, so then he's considered to be as if he threw it in the air. The same way in the air, when it's in the middle of the air, he's not chayav until it rests. So here, even though it rests up there, but it's better because it's not b'shus harabim, it's above 10 tefachim. Lamata masor tefachim is within 10 tefachim to the ground. Kezorik bar is considered to be as if he landed on the ground, even though it still did not land yet. And the reason it's not a karmel, says Reb Chaim, because a karmel is only when you have a surface where it lands on. Here it's talking about it did not land on a surface; it's just stuck to the side of the koisel. So therefore, it's not a karmel, and therefore it's said to be it landed in Rishus HaRabim. Says the Mishnah, Zoyg Baoretz Arba Amis Chayav. Someone throws in the ground four Amis. He's Chayav. That's four Amis that you Chayav in Rishus Rabbi. Zoyg Gotoch Arba Amis and his Galgal Chutz Arba Amis. If he threw it within Arba Amis, but then it continued rolling out of Arba Amis, he's Potter. And the rolling means it did not happen because of his throw. When he threw it, it went into four Amis. Then the wind, or it was a slippery slope, so it went down. That is not Chayav. It's not considered to be that he did it. Similarly, chutz la'arba amis, he threw it out of arba amis. And then his galgal toch arba amis, but because of the slope or because of the wind, it went back into arba amis, he's chayef. Why? Because he threw it more than arba amis. What happened later is not part of what he did. Says the Gemara, masniso b'she'in shamchor. We're talking about that there's no hole in the wall. Yes, shamchor, machlekes remeir v'chachomim. Then you come to machlekes remeir v'chachomim. Ramei Chachomim argue when you have a door, in order to be chayav in a mezuzah, you have to have a door which has a width of 4 and a height of 10. But if you have a door which is less than that, but if you carve into the wall, you will be able to create a door of that size because there's enough room in the wall to make a hole of 4 by 10. So according to Ramei, it's chayav in mezuzah because it can be chaykik and mashli. According to Rabbanon, we look at the hole right now, and right now it's less than 4 by 10, so he is Potter. So it says the Gemara, same thing over here. Al daita de Rameir, bein sheish bar abo al abo, bein sheein bar abo al abo. If there's a hole, he threw an item and it fell into the hole, and the hole right now doesn't have the size of 4 by 4. It doesn't have a size of Rishus. Atroi is a koisil kegomum. According to Rameir, I look at it as if he carved out the koisil, and he created over here a space of 4, meaning the koisil is wide enough. Do you have enough there to carve it and create a 4x4 hole? So even though the hole now is less, he is chayof. If there's 4x4 already, so you see it open, meaning here it's lav davka, because it's already a hole. You don't have to carve anything else. But it means it's just using the same lashon used by Rameir. If you have a 4x4, so you have here a rishus. But if you don't have your 4x4, you don't see the koisel with a piavon base, kegamum elekesotum. I don't see it like it's carved out, but it's closed. You don't have 4x4. So according to Rameir, you have your space of 4x4. It's considered to be rishus ayachit. You have the height of the wall of 10, and you have the width, I mean the surface of 4, even though it's not carved out, but you look at it as if it's there. So it's rishus ayachit. But according to our body, you don't have a 4x4, so you don't have a shusayach, it's not a chayav. Continues the one that says, Chizda Omar, b'moided luchson. The wall that we talk about here in Mishnah, it's a wall which is on an angle. It's not standing straight, because it stands straight, so nothing would stick to the wall. But because it's on an angle, so something stays on it. Something more still, vein soifa leret, even if it's on an angle. What if you throw something on a wall and it's on an angle, it's going to fall down. So the word of Chia b'Shabiyachra tiposa shoyso dveilo shmeino v'hinitoicho. It's a fat date which gets glued to the wall and doesn't fall down. And the Pemoisha says you don't have to say anymore that the wall was an angle. It can be a straight wall and the dveilo will stick to the wall. Rav Chagai bo kabei Rav Yoiso. Leza do'o shipu badrego kelebatot. Meaning according to Rav Chizdo, if I throw an item on a wall which is an angle, so if it's less than 10 tefachim, it's considered to be as if it's below, it's down on the ground. And what's the problem? Because we learned in Maseches Kilayim, it says that if you have trees that are together, they join together to be a vineyard. If they're too far from each other, they're considered to be single trees and they don't join together. If you have a tree which is on the ground, and then you have a wall, it's called a madrigal, a step, and you have trees growing from the wall, so if the wall is at an angle, is that you don't join the trees together. Why not? Because the trees that are going on this wall consider to be as if they're on top of the wall, not the bottom of the wall. So if the wall is 10 tefachim, you have a distance of 10 tefachim between the lower tree and the top tree. So what do you see over there? There you see that when you have a wall at an angle, something is growing from or sticking to the middle of the angle, it's considered to be at top. And by us, we're saying the opposite, because if you have a date that's stuck to the wall, on an angle, it's considered to be as if it's below, it's on the floor, if it's within 10 tefachim. So by us, you're saying, Shipu Badrego Kilabator. Their angle is as if it's below. So what's it between here and Kilaim? Or relate, Tabad Zroi Nehendi Mina Badrego. There with Kilaim, the Zroi, whatever is growing from the wall, is enjoying what? It's benefiting, it's nurturing from this step, from this wall. In other words, from this entire earth. So we consider it to be as if it's a top, because it's enjoying that earth. But here people will rub it, will touch it, and it'll cause it to fall. With something, when you have a date stuck in the middle of the wall, it usually goes down to the bottom. Ilu Abba, if you do want to compare that, you want to compare the sugi of Shabbos, the sugi of Kilayim, will be only kishayosham chor, there's a hole, fidei epi nachor, in other words, the date landed on the hole. Kishayosh shazroyim ne'ani ben amadrego, the same way the zroyim enjoy the step, and everyone's considered to be atop, so also when the date falls into the hole, it's considered to be that it's benefiting from this wall, so it's considered to be atop of the wall, yois, that will be a good comparison. In other words, if the date is in a hole, you consider it to be on top of the wall. If the date is on the angle of the wall, it's considered to be below the wall. Continues the Gemara speaking about the end of the Mishnah that says that if he threw within Arba Abis, then it continued going out of Arba Abis, he's potter. What's the case? Rabbi Yossi Ravo Shabiyachar Kishaya Hamokoy Mundaran. Meaning it's a slope. So he threw it to the top of the slope. That's what he threw within Arba Abis. Then it rolled on its own to the slope. It's not considered to be that he threw it. So ask the Gemara. Meaning, if so, if he's throwing it out of Arba Abis and it right away rolled into the four Abis, why is he chayav? It never stayed in a place where it's going to be there. He put it in a place where right away it rolled out back into four Abis. Says the Gemara. So it landed. It did not right away roll. When he threw it out of Arba Abis, it landed there. That's why he's chayav. Afterwards, he rolled back into four Abbas. That's why it doesn't point to him. When he's throwing it within four Abbas, even though it rolled right away, he put it within four Abbas, then it rolled on its own. Halacha dal zok de mishta. Azoyrik bayab arba Abbas potter. He threw four Abbas and the sea is potter. If it's water, but if people are walking, the Shus Rabbi is walking in the water. So then Azoyrik betoich arba Abbas chayef. That's considered to be Shus Rabbi. The Kabu Rakakbaim, what will be the size of the Rakakbaim that for Rishus Rabbi to be part of it? Pochas Masar Tfachim. It has to be the water is less than 10 Tfachim. More than that is not considered to be any more Rishus Rabbi. Rakakbaim, Rishus Rabbi, Alechas Boy. You have Rakakbaim, and Rishus Rabbi is going in it. Hazoik Betuch Arba Abbas Chayov. It's Chayov. The Mishnah just repeated itself. And the Gemara is going to explain why it repeated itself twice. So, the Gemara. We said if you throw the sea four Abbas, he's putter. Not only four Abbas, you'll think maybe more than four Abbas, Yechayev. El Afilu Zog Bekolayab putter. Even if you threw the entire sea, he's putter. Shekolayab Nikar Karmelis. The Yab is the classic Karmelis, Tarushus Arabim, so he's not Chayeb Yidur Raisa. Says the word of Lama Tanino trades him. Why did the Mishnah repeat itself? It said that if you have Rushus Arabim in the Rakak Bayim, so he is Chayev. Of Chananya Mishir, Apinachos Kashu Shnei Rakakim. We're talking about two different rakakim. Echad the Rabbi Al-Chimboi, v'echad the Rabbi Al-Chimboi el kashem nitchokim. One is a place of water that people are walking there the whole time. So the other place, they go there only when it gets very, very crowded with Shus Rabbim, and they push themselves in it. So even though it's a Shus Rabbim only b'shas atchak, it's still Shus Rabbim. So as the word explains, Shiloh Toyba, we have Pebeis Amud Aleph, Huil Vein, a Rabbi Be'alchim, Boy, El-Kashem, Nitchokim. You'd say, maybe the Rabbi go only near B'Shas Adchak, so maybe Eidu Shus Rabbi, Eidu Shus Ayochid, maybe it's not Shus Rabbi, but only Shus Ayochid. Lefum Ken Tzach Be'ba, Shus Rabbi, Mihi. That's why we have an extra part of the Mishnah, to tell you, anytime you have Shus Rabbi, go in a Rakak. Even B'Mokam Adchak, he's still Shus Rabbi, and he's... With this we conclude, Yushabi Shabbos, Dapi Aleph.